Welcome to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. And we just so appreciate you watching us, and we want God to do something very special in you. And partners, I want you to know I pray for you daily because you're such a blessing to Sarah and to me to reach the whole world. And today, I want to share a testimony with you about a young woman who couldn't get pregnant. And she called into our prayer line and had prayer. And now, just a few months later, she is pregnant. Now, sometimes it's not that speedy, but we're happy with speedy answers, aren't we? But sometimes I know I waited a long time to have my prayer answered with Sarah and getting pregnant with her. So the thing I would say to you is don't give up. Don't give up. Sarah, what's cooking?
Yeah, Mom, it's really exciting because we have a special guest, Randy Clark. And Randy is really moves a lot in healing. So I want to encourage you today. You might need healing in your body. You might be watching and you need healing in your finances or healing in your emotions and thoughts. And you might be struggling as well in some family issues. And of course, we love to pray for you no matter what the need is in your life. Hop on the phone, get on the website. We love to pray for you. It's a real honor for us. And in just a moment, we're going to join a phenomenal interview with Randy Clark. And I love Randy because he's been in the groove with Jesus, in the groove with ministry, in the groove with gifts of Holy Spirit for multiple decades. And I love the combination that he brings in terms of the move of God and the presence and demonstration of Holy Spirit, along with biblical underpinnings that have super powerful, informative teaching. So I want you to watch this interview. It will stir up your faith and you can see God healing in your body. Thanks.
Miracle testimonies are more than just accounts of past events. They're invitations to a fresh experience of God's supernatural power. For your gift of $29 or more, we will send you Randy Clark's unique compilation of amazing miracle testimonies, stories of divine healing. Through this book, you will be inspired by over 100 faith-filled miracle testimonies, receive supernatural encouragement, strengthen your faith to receive your personal breakthrough, experience the Holy Spirit's healing presence. We will also include Marilyn's Healing Faith CD and Speak the Word booklet and our Healing Scriptures card. For your generous gift of $89 or more, we will send you Stories of Divine Healing, Healing Faith, Speak the Word, and our Healing Scriptures Afghan. Filled with healing scriptures, this beautiful cotton throw will keep you warm, wrapped in God's Word. Encounter Jesus' compassionate heart and matchless power over every sickness and disease. Call or click today to get this amazing offer.
Welcome to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. We are so delighted you are joining us, and we want to thank all of our wonderful partners, all of our wonderful people who just really pray for us, stand behind us. What a blessing you are, but what a blessing you're going to receive because we have a really special guest. Have you ever heard of Randy Clark? A lot of people have because they've been blessed by his ministry. And I think this is awesome. We have him as our special guest today. And he has stories of divine healing. And some way, stories help us to fit ourselves into the picture. So, Randy, thank you for being with us. It's a great blessing to have you here.
Thank you, Marilyn. It's good to be with you again.
And, you know, healing is a big deal. I also think health is.
Yes.
And as our days are, so shall our strength be. So, Sarah, help us with the book.
Sure. Randy, before we jump into the book, not everybody in our audience knows, like, who you are. I know you're like everybody, but everybody knows you, loves you. But could you give us a quick, like, biography, just a short thumbnail of your background, and then we'll jump into these really encouraging stories.
Okay. I was born and raised in a Christian family. Baptist, was called to preach at 18 years old after I was healed when I was almost killed in a car accident. It was major problems I had, and it was major healing. I was called to preach at 18, and I've been ministering now for 49 years. I went to a Baptist college, majored and minored all my lecture religious studies, then a Baptist seminary, and then at 59 years old, went back to a Methodist seminary and finished a doctorate of ministry degree. I was, joined the Vineyard Movement at 34 years old and was a part of it for 16 years. And now I'm an overseer of churches. We have about 400 some odd churches and ministries that we oversee. And then some of the ones that they oversee is about 16,000 in total.
Wow. That's
awesome.
Really cool.
Awesome.
And my favorite place to go is Brazil. I've been to 54 countries. And my favorite part of ministry is impartation for healing, and healing itself is probably my two things I think God has most gifted me in. Mm-hmm.
And how do you reconcile some of the kind of the traditional Baptist upbringing and that background and training? How do you reconcile that with the moving and the gifts of Holy Spirit and healing? How do you work that together?
Well, there's a word called cessationism, which from the word cease, which means that group believes that the gifts of the Spirit, some of them, healing, miracles, tongues, prophecy, ended with the death of the apostle or canonization of Scripture. I never believed that because I was healed at 18, and my church believed in healing. My Sunday school teacher got healed when I was a little boy. My grandmother was healed. She heard the audible voice of God. Her goiter just disappeared when she did what God told her to do as an act of faith. So I did not believe in cessationism. And I understand the argument and also the arguments of liberalism, but if those arguments go out the window when you see God work a miracle, because if you believe miracles are impossible, all you have to have is one miracle to just blow that theory all to pieces. But when you've seen many miracles, and I'm talking like creative miracles and not just healings, then it, you know, that it just doesn't have any power over you. And I tell my young guys, I said, listen, if you went to a school that taught some of these things, that could be real damaging to you if you haven't had any experiences with God. So if you're going to go to a school that may teach that or liberalism, then you need to have some, see healings and see some miracles. Then you'll be inoculated to the, what I think is like poison theologically, mm-hmm. to these teachings that God doesn't do this anymore. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you might be watching right now and struggling in your own faith, or you need healing in your life. And I just encourage you to hop on the phone, get on the website. We'd love to pray for you, to really experience God's healing power. And, of course, grab your copy of Stories of Divine Healing. And I love this because it is chock full. I mean, overflowing. You packed it with all kinds of healing. And I love reading these stories. Just stirs my faith. It really provokes me, like, oh my gosh, God. So one of the things you talked about was women who were going to have their legs amputated. And that's kind of a big deal, right? I mean,
yeah.
So what happened there?
Well, we had one woman in a Baptist church in Brazil who had a cancerous tumor in the femur and was facing amputation pretty high in the thigh. She got healed and didn't have to have it. In another church in Uberlândia, Brazil, a woman had a place about this big, right here. You could see it. It was open and it was necrotic, and it was going to have to be amputated. Four doctors said right below the knee, the next week. And when we prayed for her, she said it felt like hot water was poured on her leg. And next week when she went for the amputation, all the infection they'd fought for 8 years and couldn't kill it was gone, and she didn't have to have it. Then we had another woman in a church, a word church, Verbo it's called, in Guarulhos, Brazil. She was Baptist, and she'd come all the way across the greater São Paulo on public transportation, on calipers, you know, like crutches at the elbows. And she's in the first row right in front of me. And as a ministering, I thought I heard a very slight impression, and I wasn't even sure if it was motorcycle or bicycle. So I said, I don't know if I heard motorcycle or bicycle, but I think somebody's here and you had an injury. And she started shaking instantly, right? And I knew it was her. So I came down and she showed me pictures on her phone. And for 15 years, she had a hole that you still put a golf ball in her heel. And it was becoming necrotic or gangrenous. And she was going to have her foot cut off above the ankle the following week. She had come to this word church, though she was a Baptist, in need. I didn't know it. And so As we begin to pray, she's shaking, the power of God. She's getting, her foot's getting hot and all. And then she feels like, and every time she feels like she's supposed to try to walk without her crutches, which every time she had done that, and she had had muscle grafts that didn't work, all types of things, it would just tear deeper to walk without those crutches. And she did an act of faith. She felt like the Lord told her, try to walk. And she did, and she said, it felt like I was walking on marshmallows or clouds. Oh. No pain at all. And the next morning, she was dancing on stage, and she didn't have to have her foot cut off. Those are just some of the stories that didn't have to have. We had one maybe going to have an amputation. It was 5 years and 8 months. She had been hit by a bus and had lots of metal, and she couldn't bend her knee. And I told the people, I said, as you watch this video, this is what we call the declaration. And I wasn't hyping the meeting. I actually believe this would happen because I see it all the time. I said, as we watch this video, it's people being healed of metal, which we've had over 5,000 healings of metal, people with metal in their body. And that's why I wrote my doctoral dissertation on. It was actually on this subject. Wow. And anyway, she starts feeling warm, but she doesn't get healed at least 80% or more during watching it, but she's better and she comes up. The moment we start praying, she starts shaking, her legs start shaking, and she's being bent. And we have this on video. And she's saying, I am not doing this. Something is bending me. And then she can't bend that knee. It's supposed to be impossible. There's all this metal in her, all these screws. And she gets on her knees. Anyway, we cut out a lot of it, about 20 minutes of prayer. And she walked home. And she is 5 years and 8 months, not been able to walk without crutches at all. She couldn't put any weight on it at all.
Wow.
And she got, we were actually watching her be healed on video.
Oh my gosh.
Awesome. Are you listening? Are you needy? And I would really like for you to call for prayer, because we don't, you know, we don't counsel, but we love to pray. But I think I always need faith books. I always have something I'm reading that, you know, makes me stronger in my faith. Of course, my Bible, but Stories of Divine Healing would be a great blessing to you, plus a great blessing to pass on. So I really encourage you today, call in, get Stories of Divine Healing, because basically, folks, we all like testimonies, don't we? We like stories, and we love this special guest. So stay right there. Call us for prayer. Stay right there, because Randy, you're going to help us some more with divine healing, which I believe healing is the bread of the children.
Amen.
Is it yours today? Why not? Why not? Are these miracles just for Brazil? Are they for you? Why not identify with a miracle with your name on it?
Hey, I want you to come with us on Marilyn Hickey Ministries' Footsteps of Paul tour this fall. We will be traveling to Italy, Greece, and Turkey, looking at many of the churches that Paul went to and where he wrote most of the epistles. We will be traveling by land, air, and sea on this once-in-a-lifetime tour. Our journey will take us to the lands of ancient treasures and early Christianity, from Thessaloniki in Greece to the catacombs of Rome, and even to the early church in Ephesus in Turkey. We're also visiting many of the ancient synagogues where Paul preached the gospel for the first time and founded some of the earliest church members. Watch the Bible come to life on this once-in-a-lifetime trip, and it's perfect for you and your family. We will experience the power of God like you've never seen before, and you will begin to walk in fresh, new identity in Christ.
So come join me. I cannot wait to see you.
You are not alone. Jesus loves you so much. I know in my life, I've struggled with depression, and I was in a depressive season where I felt like there was no one around me and no one could help me. But Jesus revealed to me that he had never left me. You are not alone, Isabel, he said. And that one sentence changed my entire life. And so if you feel alone, if you've never prayed to ask Jesus to come into your heart, or if you have and you want to pray this again, I invite you to pray with me. Say, Jesus, I thank you right now for the opportunity to get to worship you, the opportunity to get to love you. I receive your love. I receive your relationship. I receive your companionship, and I want to be in relationship with you. Jesus, would you come into my heart? Would you be Lord of my life? I submit it all to you. I submit my future. I submit my past and my present. Jesus, I love you. I chase after you. I desire you, and I want you to be my best friend. We thank you and we praise you. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.
We're so glad you're watching today with Marilyn and Sarah. And I'm really pumped to ask you this question, Randy. I did it kind of in the break because I think each person watching from time to time, we have this question, what happens when, if somebody doesn't get healed? What do you say to that?
Well, I just encourage them to keep getting prayer. And like, for example, my wife had something wrong with her with like sores on her body, was resistant to antibiotics. And always for 3 years. And I'm praying. I've seen miracles all over the world, healings all the world. Come home, and my wife isn't being healed. And I'm praying sometimes 3 or 4 hours during the night because she's in so much pain. And we don't know the answer, you know, to why she wasn't healed. But she did get healed eventually, but I don't know exactly why. As a pastor, I had people who we prayed for, dear saints, who I didn't see them get healed. I try to create an atmosphere to where that we want to have faith. I think that's the most important thing. Mm-hmm. And, but also I want them to feel loved, and it's not the symptom, it's them that we're loving, and we're ministering to them, not the condition they have. And I try to encourage them. If I do feel that someone doesn't understand or doesn't have much faith, I don't tell them that. I don't say, this is your problem. Because that's just agreeing with the enemy, accusation, and it just reinforces them in their feeling of unbelief.
True.
So I try to do something to encourage their faith. I'll give them a book like this, or I'll write out scripture. Here's my prescription for you. Read, meditate on these scriptures this week. Mm-hmm. Come back next week. We'll pray again. And so, you know, we've done that. We've seen people, sometimes we prayed 3 or 4 times, and they weren't healed in one setting. And in the next prayer was when God begins to touch them. They tell us they're feeling God's power, and we pray, and they get healed. And then there's been people that we prayed for a long time before they were healed. And then we've had people that we prayed for, and they weren't healed. And we don't know. I celebrate what God is doing rather than being offended by what didn't happen. The main thing is I want people, when I walk away, and I tell my team, when we take people all over the world to pray for the sick, I said, when you walk away, I want them to feel like they were loved and they were valuable, and that they would have felt the love of God through your ministry. I don't expect you to heal them. Only God can heal them. I do expect you to love them.
I love that. I love that. You know, being a pastor's wife, that's key. So again, you say, I like stories. So do I. I like testimonies. I like this book because this is stories of divine healing. But you say, I'm watching and I need healing. And we love to pray. We don't counsel, but we love to pray. So we'd like for you to call. But why don't you get this wonderful book, Stories of Divine Healing? You like testimonies. I do too. You'll like this book. But I wouldn't get just one book. You know, get several books. Give them as gifts because you give people hope. They put their faith in Him. And miracles follow what they read. So please call in. We'd love to hear from you. And remember, we love to pray with you, not counsel. And Sarah, I think some of the stories in here are just out of this world. And don't you agree that Randy has answers and faith to help us, but also answers to where we think our faith failed?
Yeah, and I think the stories in here really encourage belief and faith. Mm-hmm. If God can do it for them, God can do it for me. Yeah. You were telling me about an optic nerve, and that was a really powerful, powerful healing. Can you share that with our audience too?
Yeah, a man had become successful, had quite a bit of money, and he went to the eye doctor to see if there's anything they could do for his blindness in his one eye. From the time he was first a boy examined, the optic nerve was not connected to the back of the eye. Mm. And at one of our meetings, a friend of mine, a pastor, and then my spiritual son was praying, and he got a sight in that eye. Now, it was so impressive that his whole family moved from northern Brazil to this city called Fortaleza, where the church where he was healed at. They relocated, and they were business people because of the impact it made of this optic nerve. Now, I don't know if God connected it or if he's seen wirelessly. I don't know how he's doing it, but he does have vision in that eye.
And so he had had no vision basically
None.
Since he was born. And
yes.
Do you know about how old the guy was?
He's in his 30s.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Huh. And I just want to do this. If you're watching right now and you're struggling with your sight, some of you watching right now, you can't see, you have blurred vision, you have all kinds of vision issues. We want to encourage you to hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you that God would bring healing into your eyes. And if God can connect an optic nerve or whatever, wireless, God can do that.
Just briefly, we had another man who had 55 years blind. When he was 5 years old, muriatic acid spilled in his eyes.
Ooh.
And so all you can see is scar tissue. You can't see the pupils. You can't see the cornea. I wasn't the one that prayed. It was a woman on our team. And she prayed for him. That's all. The whole night, 5 hours of the service. And every time she wanted to quit, because nothing was happening. He didn't sense anything or anything. And every time she wanted to quit, she'd get this impression, do not quit. It was the Lord. And she didn't. But when she left, he still couldn't see a thing. She came back to America the next day. 3 days later, the pastor called me and told me this whole story and then said he couldn't see a thing. The next day. But on the third morning, this man woke up with brand new eyes, no scar tissue, and able to see. And he said it's the greatest miracle in the city of Goiânia, Brazil. And he had been down to the hospital 3 times since then. They kept asking him the question of John 9, tell us again, how is it you can see?
Wow.
I love this. You can't argue with a miracle. You know, people say, well, miracles aren't for today. Too late. I have one. And I really want to encourage you to keep building your faith. And these stories of divine healing, see, I love testimonies, don't you? Because it helps me to fit in them, helps me to help others to fit in them. Because I'm thinking right now, I have a friend I want to give this book to. So books are helpful, and they're a way to pass it on. Maybe they won't listen to you, but they would read the book. So call us for prayer. We'd love to pray with you. And of course, call us for stories of divine healing. Oh, and I constantly want to work on my faith. You know, I think we have drainage just for our faith. Because we pray for somebody and they die, and then the devil says, well, don't do it again. It doesn't work for you. You're not spiritual enough. But I've had some die, but I've had a lot more live. So I know God wants every person. Healing is the bread of the children. He says believers will lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. Are you a believer? Then do you need to be doing what God wants you to do? Do you have neighbors? Do you have relatives? Sometimes I get to pray for people in grocery stores. So take advantage of the advantage of this.
Mm-hmm. Just briefly, can you share about that auditory nerve that had been damaged or missing, right?
Yeah, we were in Odessa, Ukraine, and it was a 12 or 14-year-old boy. He's deaf in one ear. I pray. I was one prayed this time. Lots of my stories is one of somebody else on our team, but I prayed. And he gets healed. And his mother gets upset at me because she thinks I'm not excited enough. I said, I've seen God heal deaf ears. I am excited. She said, no, you're not excited enough. I said, I've seen it before. She said, have you seen someone get healed who doesn't have an auditory nerve? I said, what are you talking about? She said, we've been to 2 doctors, one here in Odessa and one in Venice, Italy. And they both verified the boy had had his auditory nerve destroyed. It wasn't there. And now he was hearing. So she's right. I wasn't excited enough. And then I got a lot more excited because I knew we'd gone from a healing to a creative miracle.
Oh, yeah.
You might be watching right now and you need a creative miracle. We just talked about the optic nerve, however that worked. We talked about an auditory nerve. These are creative miracles. And I just want to encourage you, hop on the phone, get on the website. Love to pray for you. And when you do, grab your copy of Stories of Divine Healing. I would encourage you to get this book and give this also to your friends, because we all have friends and family who need healing, healing in their bodies, healing, you know, just thinking about cancer, all different kinds of things. But you can give this to a friend. It will encourage their faith and really like promote them to keep their eyes on Jesus because of Jesus' ability to do healing.
Miracle testimonies are more than just accounts of past events. They're invitations to a fresh experience of God's supernatural power. For your gift of $29 or more, we will send you Randy Clark's unique compilation of amazing miracle testimonies, stories of divine healing. Through this book, you will be inspired by over 100 faith-filled miracle testimonies, receive supernatural encouragement, strengthen your faith to receive your personal breakthrough, experience the Holy Spirit's healing presence. We will also include Marilyn's Healing Faith CD and Speak the Word booklet and our Healing Scriptures card. For your generous gift of $89 or more, we will send you Stories of Divine Healing, Healing Faith, Speak the Word, and our Healing Scriptures Afghan. Filled with healing scriptures, this beautiful cotton throw will keep you warm, wrapped in God's Word. Encounter Jesus's compassionate heart and matchless power over every sickness and disease. Call or click today to get this amazing offer.
Hey, I can tell something is happening to you. You're getting your faith built up. You know, you've been kind of discouraged, but you're getting encouraged. And when you have faith, oh, that encouragement causes you, it causes me to press in to a miracle. So we're so happy with you here today to really share the miraculous. And this is normal for a Christian. Isn't that right?
It is.
So, Randy, would you pray for our audience? Because many of them need healing as well.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, first of all, I believe that you have listened today and are watching today, and you've heard these stories, and there are so hundreds of stories we could have told. The stories you heard today matches your condition. It's a setup of God. It's a setup to say, I want to build your faith. I want to help you to believe. So I'm going to pray for you. You don't have to do anything except just expect the healing. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless the people that are watching. In Jesus' name, I ask your power to flow into their body. We come against sickness and disease, command it to be gone. In Jesus' name, pain to leave. In Jesus' name, eyesight to begin to come back, hearing to begin to come, pain begin to leave. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing in Jesus' name.
Amen. And I encourage you, receive that healing. You might even just say that right now with me. I receive that healing. I receive Jesus' healing power in my life that dispels infirmity, sickness, all kinds of illness. We walk in supernatural healing. Thank you again. Make sure you grab a book. God has powerful things for you in the supernatural healing.